Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand. We are running a special first poll we've ever done on the new show at John Cobell Radio at Twitter. Oh, actually, no, the second poll. The first one was trying to decide whether Deborah or Ray's dog, who was cuter. I forgot. That was like the test to see if the concept worked. The second poll then, and not quite as important, who do you want to be the next LA County DA? We got 12 candidates up there. Like I said, just vote for one. Ignore the percentages on the right side of the screen. Twitter made us break up the 12 candidates into three divisions. Even the Twitter algorithm instinctively knows we have too many candidates here. So ignore the percentages on the right side. Just vote for candidate you want out of the 12. And we will give you an accurate readout tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 24 hours of polling. And there's going to be a lot of Gascon news. We're 22 days away from the primary, where if two candidates beat Gascon, then Gascon's done for the rest of the year. He won't be in the runoff. He will not be in the November general election. So we need two candidates to step forward. You have to vote for the right people here. Let's not split the vote 11 different ways. That's not good. And I will explain along the way why that's not good. We don't, this is really, I don't understand why 11 people had to run against Gascon. Where are these backroom smoke-filled meetings that where people are anointed? 11 people, especially when 10 of the 11 have the same message. Do not consider Jeff Chemerinsky. He's another Gascon, okay? He's been slipped in there, and he's financed because even the progressives realize Gascon is dead in the water, but they still want to keep these wacky policies. So no Gascon, no Jeff Chemerinsky. Jeez. All right, let's talk to Emma Rivas now. Emma Rivas, well, first I want to play a clip of Emma taking on George Gascon last week at an L.A. County DA debate. And her son was murdered in 2016, and Gascon would not file gang enhancement charges against the killer. So play the clip of Emma.
My child was killed by a gang member, and you had more sympathy for that gang member than my child who was killed in front of my home. Can you explain to me? Because I've been looking for you for 4 years.
Look, I'm brokenhearted for your loss. Okay, yes, I am. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We as a country and we as a community have been doing the same thing for generations.
How many of you think that there should be gang enhancements?
Okay, that was Alex Michelson, the moderator. Let's get Emma on. Emma Rivas, how are you? Thank you for coming on.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. That makes me so mad to hear myself addressing the DA about how can he have more sympathy for the killer. This guy didn't steal a bottle of beer. He killed somebody in front of my home. He shot two of my kids. One of them died and the other one survived. And he had more sympathy for that murderer than my own child. And my child was not at the wrong place and at the wrong, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
He was standing in front of his house.
He was in front of your house. Your house is your safe zone, right?
Can you tell us your son's name? Because most of the news reports don't mention his name.
Oh, yeah. His name is Christopher Beasley. He was 25 years old. And my other son, I'll keep him out of the news because he did survive the shooting.
Right.
And he's kind of, you know, he has PTSD and he just doesn't like talking about the case anymore.
No, so I understand. Can you briefly run through the circumstances of how this happened?
Well, both my sons were standing in front of their home. This gang member was buying dope from across the street from where I live. I have a drug dealer that lives across the street. They never arrested this guy, but the gang member crossed the street, took out a 45, and shot my oldest son in the back of his head.
Oh.
The bullet exited his head and exited his left eye.
Oh.
Then he kept on shooting both my kids. My son died on the scene, but my other son survived. And for Cascon to sit there and say that he felt he's heartbroken. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He straight up lied. He's more for the criminal side. I don't know who the only person that can really say they like us, either a criminal. You got to be a criminal to like this guy.
And so Gascon refused to prosecute using a gang enhancement.
Yes, and the parolee with the gun. That's two enhancements that were on the table when Jackie Lacey was our DA. Now, when Cascon took office December 7th, he ordered all his prosecutors, every single one of them, to get rid of all the enhancements.
So Jackie Lacey had already authorized the enhancements to be part of the charges.
Yes, they were on the table. Yes, they were on the table. The prosecutor at the time did have those on the table. But Cascon took office, and he ordered the prosecutors to take all the enhancements. You know what that did to me? That day, my heart was sickened by the fact that why would you do that? Do you know what I mean? How can you have a heart for a criminal? He didn't steal a beer. He killed somebody in front of my home. Can you imagine if your child gets killed and he was a gang member and a parolee and he takes those charges off? So he killed them with his eyes? I mean, how did he kill my kid? Why aren't those charges put on the table? And then he's letting criminals that are 16, 17-year-old murdered children, kids, adults, or anybody, and he lets them out in 5 years. You don't want to get killed by a teenager right now because he doesn't transfer them to adult court.
No, he doesn't. That was another one of his blanket directives. There was a whole slew of blanket directives, and the details of a specific case don't matter to Gascon.
He doesn't care.
No. When you heard that Gascon was removing the enhancements, how did you feel? How did you react that day?
Well, my heart almost stopped. That's how I met Jonathan Hatami, because he was the leader to the recall. He's the candidate running for DA.
Yes.
I met him on the doorsteps of the Justice Hall of Justice. He is the first DA who came out to oppose Gascon's directives. I've known Jonathan Hatami for many years now. And let me tell you, that man has integrity. He shows that that he does care for Los Angeles County. And I trust that Jonathan Hatami will add enhancements. He will look at every case, and he is a prosecutor. George Cascon is a defense attorney who's never been to court, never tried a case, and here he is. He has a high-powered job. And let me tell you one more thing that should make everybody – he has a defense attorney who's his assistant who I won't even get into details, but they, those two together – are ruining L.A.
Yeah, you're talking about chief of staff, Tiffany Blacknell?
Yes, I didn't want to bring her name, but yes. She's
people ought to know. No, she's a public cop hater. She despises police.
Yes, she is a cop hater. She does not. She will put a cop in jail before she put a gang member in jail. I can guarantee you that. Can you believe that?
Was this the first time you ever confronted Gascon, either publicly or privately?
Yes. Let me tell you, that is funny that you asked that, because I've been trying to get a hold of this man for, I believe it's 3.5 years. I said 4 years, but let me retract. It's actually 3.5 years from day one. I've been to many rallies, calling him out of his office, in front of his office. With Jonathan Hatami. I've been to with the news to his, well, I don't want to say, but the news outlet invited me to his home because he don't want to do it at his office. I went to his home.
Yeah.
And he still refused to come and meet a real parent. I wanted to talk to him because you took the enhancements off the table. And I wanted to know your reason. And he already gave it to us because it's insanity to repeat the same thing over and over.
It's the insanity to put killers away for longer sentences, because that's what enhancements
that's
do.
Insanity.
They lengthen the sentence, and if there's any possibility of parole, it pushes that possibility much farther down the road. They exist for a reason.
Thank you so much. You said it correctly. But he thinks that we are... We're doing the same thing over and over, and nothing's getting done. Yes, if we keep at the rate that he's doing his job, well, everybody will be not in jail. Would you like to live next to someone that went to jail for 5 years for murder? Are you okay with that?
No,
okay.
I don't think anybody listening is okay with it, and I don't think most people don't pay attention to most things in the news, especially local news and regional news, which is what we try to focus on here, because you know we don't have a daily newspaper anymore in town.
How about Los Angeles County newspaper, L.A. Times, endorsing Gascon?
Yes, I know.
That is insanity. This is a lot. You're saying that his policies are working. I think I just heard that his policies are working. Show me the stats that it's working.
Yeah, no.
Show me the proof. Because let me tell you, I work for an organization for parents that lost their child. I can't say the name. But let me tell you, there's so many parents in my organization that lost their children to teenagers under the age of 18, and they were slapped with 5 years going to jail. Now, you tell me, how are these parents are supposed to say they got justice if the guy would... Let me tell you, I'll give you a quick example.
Well, can I... Hang on. Could we continue this in just a moment? Because we've got to do the news here. Take care of some business. Okay. All right. And then we'll come back. We'll continue with Emma Rivas, because I also have more things to ask you about the night last week that you took on George Gascon. Her son was murdered in 2016. You heard the terrible story. Gascon refuses to do a gang enhancement on the killer, or the guy was on parole. There's no enhancement for that. And what she's talking about is you do have teenagers who get charged with murder, who get charged with severe felonies. They're not tried as adults anymore, and they get maybe 5 years, and they're back out on the street in their 20s, ready to go. More coming up with Emma Rivas here. And if you want to register your vote online, we're doing an online poll at John Cobelt Radio on Twitter or X. And you can vote, and you have 12 candidates listed there. Ignore the percentages on the right. Those are not accurate. Just ignore those. Tomorrow we'll give you the final vote totals. You have 12 candidates. Pick one.
You're listening to John Cobelt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are in the middle of speaking with Emma Rivas, a mother whose son, one of her sons, murdered in 2016 by a gang member. Jackie Lacey had gang enhancements against the killer, and also he had violated his parole, another enhancement for that issue, and Gascon removed the enhancements. And Emma Rivas, so angry for all these years, she confronted Gascon in person at the L.A. County debate in Beverly Hills, and Gascon gave one of his canned responses. Let's get Emma Rivas on here. I want to follow up because you mentioned John Hatami, and obviously Hatami was there. And while Hatami was making his comment about your case, an activist jumped up and accused Hatami of racism. And Hatami said, Emma, that's you, is a person of color. Her son was a person of color, and he was murdered. It's not racist when you're fighting for justice. Talk about that, because Gascon's whole shtick and his supporters are that the whole justice system is racist, and it puts young men of color behind bars unfairly, but predominantly the victims of these criminals.
That is absolute not a true statement at all. Gascon and that woman that was protesting, I don't think she understood that when you want justice, there is no color, there is no race involved. If my child was killed by a Latino, and adding in a gang enhancement is not racism. Racism. It had nothing to do with killing my child. Adding a gang enhancement, it's doing the right thing because you were a gang member and you killed someone under your whatever they think they are. I don't get the gang thing, but I do know that it was very important to be on the table when someone gets killed by a gang member. That's added time. You don't want that person out early. It's not like he stole the beer, like I said. This guy murdered someone, and he is a known gang member. It's in the books of the sheriff. When you have a number with the sheriff or the LAPD, you are a known gang member. How did that become racism? Please explain to me, because
you prosecute people based on what they did, not the color of their skin.
Thank you. Thank you, John. You got it absolutely right. And so did Jonathan Hatami when he stood up there and defended my side, and she was just going off. I don't know where she was going, but she was booed out.
There's a lot of professional activists, and they get paid to do things like that at public meetings. It's rampant.
Let her child get killed by a gang member, and see, she'd be the first one at it on the table. See if she'll see if it's called racism.
You were
talking. Before
I interrupted you, before you were talking that you belong to a member of a group and you don't want to mention the name.
I understand. Big organization.
But yeah, talk about this group. Tell me what you were going to say.
I am part of the Parents of Murdered Children, but we just cannot talk about, endorsing anybody. But I can say that I have a lot of mothers that lost their children to my killers that were minors. I mean, we're talking this last case that I just been to court for. This guy was 17 and 2 weeks shy of being 18. You heard correctly. He murdered my friend's son, and he got the Gascon special. He did not get transferred to adult court. He got transferred. He stayed in juvenile hall. He got slapped with only 5 years of juvenile time.
So
he killed my friend's,
He killed your friend's son, and he's going to be out at what, age 23?
Age 23. It might be even less, because if he behaves well, they go by behavior and how are they rehabilitating.
Right.
They can get out sooner. They can get out in a year.
So you have this psychotic young man who's already murdered, and he's going to be out at age 23.
That's 5 years. Yes.
That's
because of Gascon. This mother cried tears to meet with Gascon. She tried everything. She begged them to please transfer this guy to adult. Her words were voided. They said that no, it's not the right thing to do. It's a first time offense.
It's an iron law with Gascon, yeah.
He doesn't care. He just simply does not care. He doesn't care about anyone in Los Angeles County. He doesn't care about you, John. I guarantee you, if something happens to you, he's going to say it's your fault.
He wishes I would disappear.
He would have more sympathy for the person that did something to you before he says has any sympathy for you.
All right, listen.
He doesn't care about Emma, nobody.
Emma, thank you for coming on. Emma Rivas, thank you very much.
Oh, one more thing, John.
Yes.
John, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
For your audience, a vote for Jonathan Hatami is a vote for justice.
All right.
Thank you,
Emma.
John, for having me.
All right. It was good talking with you. Now, at John Cobalt Show, at John Cobalt Radio, at John Cobalt Radio, go to Twitter and you can vote. I think there's some hanky panky going on, but we'll just keep rolling here. It was suddenly during the commercial break, like a surge of Gascon voting. I wonder if he's organized some of his people. But you can go and vote. You can combat the surge. And still, most of the vote is anti-Gascon. And just follow what I say here. Don't ignore the percentages on the right side of the screen. We had to break up the candidates into three groups because there's 12 of them, and Twitter doesn't allow more than four. So we came up with three groups. Ignore those percentages. They're not accurate. And just vote for whoever you want after the 12th. And at 1 o'clock tomorrow, we'll give you the results and see what the engaged part of our audience is thinking. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jorge Ventura from News Nation. News Nation is the newest, hottest cable news channel on your cable system. And we talked the other day about the incredible number of Chinese migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally at the southern border. He's got a lot more information. Already 4,000 were apprehended. A lot coming through San Diego, hundreds daily. And Border Patrol agents are dealing with a surge at Hot Springs. They're flying into Tijuana Airport, and smugglers are bringing him in. The whole story coming from Jorge Ventura from News Nation. That's next.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We decided, since there's only 22 days to the district attorney's primary election, we would do a poll once a week and have people enter the poll on Twitter, at John Cobalt Radio, at John Cobalt Radio, and we have all 12 candidates. You vote for one of the 12. It's a 24-hour poll. It'll end at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and you can vote the 11 candidates and George Gascon, 11 challengers. So you do that, and we're tracking it. Ignore the percentage totals on the right-hand side. They are not accurate. We've had to break up the votes into like three divisions. That's the way Twitter's formats work. So just vote for one, and we will figure out the winning percentages tomorrow, okay? Just ignore what you see on the right-hand side. And vote for the person you want to see as the L.A. County D.A. Now, the storm at the border, there's never a day off there. And apparently there's a huge number of Chinese migrants now entering the U.S. illegally at the southern border, especially in San Diego. And how this is happening is going to be explained by Jorge Ventura. He's with News Nation, which is a relatively new cable TV channel. It's very good. You should check your cable system for News Nation. Jorge, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
How is this working? How are thousands of Chinese migrants making their way to Mexico and then coming over the border here?
Yeah, so we've been speaking with these Chinese nationals who are crossing illegally in San Diego, particularly in an area called Hakuma Hot Springs, about 60 miles east of San Diego, in a very remote desert area. And in my conversations with these Chinese migrants, it's actually been fascinating. What we learned is that majority of these Chinese nationals are actually flying to Ecuador in South America. The reason they fly to Ecuador, they tell me, is because Ecuador does not require a travel visa from Chinese citizens. And from there, Chinese migrants actually will coordinate with smugglers, and they'll travel to an area called Neocoli, Colombia. From Neocoli, Colombia, smugglers then will put these Chinese citizens on boats, and then they'll travel actually to Panama, and that's where you'll find all these Chinese migrants actually going through the very dangerous Darien Gap. It's actually something that the Panamanian government has been trying to raise the alarm on with U.S. officials. Now, for these Chinese migrants, once they get to Mexico, they essentially are already almost guaranteed to the U.S. border. What I mean by that is, one thing that we've been learning from Mexican sources and law enforcement sources is that Chinese migrants are willing to pay up to $35,000 to be smuggled to the U.S. border.
Now, per person.
And compare that to a Venezuelan migrant, where the most that a Venezuelan could pay is maybe $5,000 to $6,000. And that's still not very, very common. So a Chinese migrant is willing to pay up to $35,000 to be smuggled. So essentially, what I got from one of my sources was Chinese migrants essentially have what they call the first-class migrant smuggling experience, where these cartels will actually coordinate hotels for them. They'll coordinate which airports to travel to. That's why you actually never see Chinese migrants in caravans. You'll never see Chinese migrants riding like those freight trains to the U.S. border. They arrive, like I said, they fly in, they have hotels. Tijuana particularly is interesting because they'll fly directly to the Tijuana airport. From there, smugglers will put them in vehicles, and they'll travel outside of Tijuana, particularly in an area called Tecate. It's a really remote desert area, and then that's where the smugglers will guide the Chinese migrants across illegally into Hakuma. It's a pretty fascinating kind of detailed plan and smuggling operation that the Chinese citizens now know to use.
Who knew there was a first-class option to get smuggled in by the Mexican drug cartels? Now, I'm just kind of surprised that relatively wealthy people in China are taking this method, because, you know, you laid out a pretty arduous journey there. It seems like it'd be easier just to get a travel visa and then just blend into the country.
You have that too. Now, what I speak with Chinese citizens is what they tell me is that they really have no time, and they want to escape communist China fast as the way they can. And now a lot of these routes and tactics and who to contact, all this now is on social media. So a lot of the Chinese citizens are actually getting this on a Chinese app called WeChat. They also are using TikTok. I was actually speaking to a Chinese migrant who essentially just explained to me that he found out which route to take through TikTok, knew about the Darien Gap, and then eventually knew who to contact once they reach Mexico. But particularly San Diego area, since January, they've already apprehended 4,000 Chinese nationals. And that number looks like, as of right now, that it isn't going down anytime soon.
When you say apprehended, what happens to them? Are they sent into the asylum system?
Exactly. So Border Patrol agents will take them in, they'll process them, and they'll most likely be released into the U.S. with a future court date. There was actually a group of five Chinese nationals actually just a few days ago that they were actually caught in Indio, California, about 100 miles from Hukumba. They actually already had asylum hearings, but they actually got caught with fake Pennsylvania driver license. So it's just an interesting phenomenon what's going on. Border Patrol tells me that this just causes a huge headache for them because of the language barrier, because Chinese nationals, too, they have to go through a deeper background search that involves the FBI. But it's a massive headache for officials here, and particularly in that area in Hukumba, because the closest processing center for migrants for Border Patrol agents to take them is 60 miles away in San Diego. So it's a massive headache, and it's an issue that now Mexican officials are trying to get a handle on as well in Tijuana.
Yeah, that is amazing stuff. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you so much.
Jorge Ventura with News Nation. Check your cable news channel list, News Nation, and he's reporting on thousands of Chinese migrants who apparently have a lot of money. They're paying $35,000 a head. There's first class for everything. Oh, all right. We got a lot coming up in the next minutes. First of all, go to @JohnCobelt Radio on Twitter and vote for who you want as the LA County District Attorney. We have all 12 candidates there. Pick one. Ignore the percentages on the right-hand side. They're not accurate, but just pick your candidate, and we'll figure it all out for tomorrow. Still to come after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Katie Grimes from the California Globe. You remember the idiots, the intrusive nannies and their plastic bag ban? Well, it turns out it's completely backfired in California, as it has in other states around the country, because they got rid of the thin bags. They released thicker bags that you had to pay for, and it turns out people are throwing those away, and there's now more plastic being disposed of than there was 10 years ago, because these intrusive idiots, these progressive idiots in our government won't leave us alone. And if they think there's a plastic bag problem, they thought there was one 10 years ago. Well, it's allegedly much worse now. Of course, there really isn't a problem. You just throw all the garbage in the landfill. That's what landfills are for. But when we come back, though, since we were discussing the illegal alien influx, all over the country, there are revolts by Democratic politicians in Chicago. Democratic politicians are angry with all these progressive policies. And so in Denver as well, the Denver mayor is upset. And the Biden, now everybody's leaking all the dirt in the Biden administration. Apparently the cabinet officials are screaming at each other over immigration and calling each other vulgar names that I can't say out loud on the radio. But I'll try to explain it. And that's first up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. All right, let's see what's going on with the poll. We have a special poll today, debuted at 1 o'clock. It'll go for 24 hours. Who do you want to be the next LA County District Attorney? We got Gascon and all his challengers, including John Hatami, John McKinney, Nathan Hockman, Eric Siddall, and seven or eight others. Everybody is on this ballot that we put together at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter. So you can go there and vote. Ignore the percentages on the right-hand screen. They're not relevant. We had to break it up into three groupings. But you just pick one. Pick your favorite out of the 12 candidates, and we'll tell you who the winner is tomorrow. Try to get a beat on what our listeners think here. And coming up at 3 o'clock, Katie Grimes. Tammy Grimes.
Who's Tammy?
Tammy Grimes is an old actress.
Oh.
We
were talking about.
I am headed to Bidenville.
Old actresses off the air.
No. It's Bidenville. Next stop. Stupid plastic ban. God, when did they do that? 10 years ago?
2014,
yeah. 10 years, they banned those thin, flimsy plastic bags, which worked perfectly well. So what they did, and I knew this was a scam. They gave you, we have thick plastic bags now, but they charged us a dime because the grocery store companies went along with it in order to, they split the dime with the state. So a nickel goes to the state, a nickel goes to the grocery companies, and, you know, billions of bags later, that's real money. Anyway, turns out that even more plastic is ending up in landfills and blown around in the world. Even more, because people are throwing away the thicker bags just as much as the thin bags, and they don't care that they paid a dime for them. Whole thing is a scam. Anyway, now they're back. They want to ban the thicker bags as well. We'll tell you about it with Katie Grimes from CaliforniaGlobe.com, which is a good news site. All right. We're on illegal the illegal aliens because we just had a report from News Nation about thousands of Chinese migrants piling over the border. They are now that all of Washington, D.C. is turning on Joe Biden. Now they're going to leak out all the truth that's been going on the last few years. And when it comes to the illegal alien surge, one of Biden's top aides, Susan Rice, it's been suspected that Susan Rice is one of the shadow presidents when Biden is napping. And she got angry with the other cabinet members over immigration, screaming at Xavier Becerra, who used to be a California congressman, and now he's the Health and Human Services Secretary, and she would insult him, calling him, well, it starts with a B, ends with a C-H.
Mm. Javier Baccaria.
Second word is ass. So you can fill in the blanks. That's what Susan Rice would call Becerra. Also called him an idiot over the migrant crisis because he wasn't providing like a safe haven for all the children coming over the border.
Javier Baccaria.
Rice also insulted Kamala Harris because Harris was supposed to be the border czar.
President Harris.
And she's still angry. She thinks Harris tanked Rice's chances of being the vice presidential running mate by distributing opposition research that resulted in some unflattering coverage. Harris's aides in turn mock Rice. Let me get this right here. Rice told the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas not to save Becerra from Biden's wrath. There's a story out that Biden had a huge temper tantrum one day last year because it was all bad news about the border. Of course, he should take responsibility, and he doesn't because he rescinded dozens of Donald Trump executive orders, and that's what opened the border up. They decided to do the opposite of everything that Donald Trump was doing, whether Trump was right or not. And Trump was right on the border. And so they made their own mess. And then Biden ran around screaming at his cabinet secretaries over the mess. And Harris was supposed to be the border czar there. And according to one administration official, she's been at best ineffective, sporadically engaged, not seeing it was her responsibility. It was an opportunity for her, and she didn't fill the breach. And let me see what else here. Chicago Democrats angry with all the progressives, the sanctuary city policies. There is one advocate, Zerlina Smith Members, and she says she's a black mother and an activist, and she is angry now that all the money is going for illegal alien care. It's just a lot, and it's overwhelming. All the trouble that she sees in her community. There's not enough food. There's a lot of homelessness. There's high taxes. There's bad gangs. There's illegal guns. And she does not understand how the governor of Illinois could spend $650 million for illegal aliens. And the city mayor, Brandon Johnson, pays out another $140 million. You add that up, that's $780 million. For illegal aliens in Chicago and Illinois, and now a lot of black neighborhood leaders are furious. Many of them are left-wing, many of them are Democrats, and they all are extremely resentful of all the money being spent on the illegal aliens. The Denver mayor is angry because they have to cut $5 million from public services for Americans to pay for illegal alien costs. He's blaming the Republicans, which, of course, is absurd. This is entirely Joe Biden. This is all on Biden. He's the president. He's the one who withdrew the Trump executive orders. He replaced them with his own set of executive orders. I don't know if senility is sent in. I don't know if he remembers. Who knows if he cares? But now the Democrats are eating other Democrats over the border situation. When we come back, the plastic bag ban, is it coming back? Because it failed the first time 10 years ago. And go to John Cobalt Radio on Twitter, and you can vote for L.A. County District Attorney, the 12 candidates we have up there. It's just a fun internet poll that we're doing on Twitter. Ignore the percentages that you see. They're not relevant. We'll tell you the winner is tomorrow. And all 12 candidates are up there at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter. Deborah Mark Live, KFI 24-Hour Newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.